Okay, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Coco Club members. Welcome to Lumdis Light Tuesdays. And I wanted to present with you today Lumdis Akasha that comes in this week's Parsha. Are you familiar with the term Osik B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah?
No.
Okay, so a person that is busy doing one mitzvah, he is exempted from another mitzvah. A classic example that we have nowadays, a doctor. A doctor is now treating patients, not necessarily life threat, but he's doing all kinds of things. And now there's mincha right across the hall in the hospital's shul. I don't know if there are shuls in the hospitals here in Canada, but in Israel they have shuls in the hospital. So the post can say that he's putter from the mitzvah of davening because he's now busying himself with a mitzvah. Last week, there were elections in Israel, and there were people that were in charge of making sure that the counting is legit, and they're not cheating in the counting. So Rosh Hashanah said that person is looking at a place where there might be people that will be cheating in the counting. He is putter from the mitzvah of davening, because the person that is busy in one mitzvah is putter, he's exempted from the other mitzvah. That is the concept of osim mitzvah mitzvah. People ask, many rabbis ask, I have here like 19 answers to this question. Avraham Avinu, he had a Kadosh Baruch Hu with him in his house. The people came and visited him, and he fulfilled the mitzvah of hakbalat pnei Ashchina, of having Hashem as a guest or receiving divine presence. He had Hashem with him, and then he sees all the way there guests coming his direction. So he says to Hashem, "Wait a second, I want to now go and receive these guests." So many people ask, "Wait a second, Avraham Avinu is osek b'mitzvah. He's busy with the mitzvah of having a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his presence, and leaving that in order to receive guests. Why isn't he osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah? Once he has Hashem with him, no guests. In that case, he wouldn't go to receive any guests. Why does he leave a Kadosh Baruch Hu and go to the guests? Why don't we say here the concept of osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah?"
Like Hashem came to visit specifically.
Okay.
It's not really.
Whatever that is, he's now zochet what's called hakbalat pnei Ashchina. So it could be that he's visiting him, but still he received some kind of madriga, some kind of thing, which is also a fulfillment of a mitzvah, apparently. So how is he leaving this mitzvah in order to go to do another mitzvah?
We know he's not required to. However, he still wants to because he loves the mitzvah so much.
Nevertheless, according to the mitzvah, it's not only osek mitzvah is exempted from the other mitzvah. He's not allowed to leave this mitzvah because it is a zilzul, a disgrace from the first mitzvah, leaving that mitzvah in order to go to the other mitzvah. So I have here a bunch of answers. I have here in this page 23 answers. I'm not going to say now 23 answers in the next 5 to 6 minutes. So let's give the easy answers first, okay? Easy answer number one, brought here in the name of the Birkas Avraham. I think this is the Rosh Yeshiva Kol Torah. Sorry, a rabbi in the Yeshiva Kol Torah passed away last year, Rev Avraham Erlinger. And he says, wait a second, in this week's parsha, what did I just say? Avraham says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait a second, with your permission, I'm going to receive these guests. So in that case, since he asked permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is fine. The problem was, since put on the mitzvah, is that you can't ask Hashem for permission, and he will grant you his permission. Here, he asked Hashem for permission, please wait for me a moment, and I'm going to accept these guests. So since he asked for permission, there's no problem about osek b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. Okay? That is answer number one. Another few interesting answers that are brought here both from the Rav Gansfried, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Kli Yakor. They are medayik that the pasuk says that Avraham Avinu left the Kadosh Baruch Hu mepetach ha'ohel, from the entrance of his tent, in order to go to these guests. Why did the Torah emphasize he's going from mepetach ha'ohel, from the entrance of his tent? So one reason is that they wanted to emphasize which mitzvah took precedence, receiving the Kadosh Baruch Hu or receiving the guests. So says Shlomo Gansfried, Avraham Avinu first of all sat in the entrance of the tent looking for guests. He started busying himself with the mitzvah of Hachnasat Olchim. Only afterwards, the Kadosh Baruch Hu came and said, Shem Aleichem, how do you feel? How are you feeling today after your bris milah? Only afterwards, the Kadosh Baruch Hu came. But which mitzvah was the first mitzvah that he was busy with? Hachnasat Olchim. He was sitting already in the entrance of the tent, looking for guests coming. He was waiting for that. And only then the Kadosh Baruch Hu came. So in that case, he's not leaving the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvah of Hachnasat Olchim. The first mitzvah that he was actually busy with was Hachnasat Olchim.
In that sense, he shouldn't have done Kabbalah's Pesach Shechina.
So in that case, he should have done Kabbalah's Pesach Shechina. However, since the Orchim weren't here in the meantime, so in the meantime, he could receive a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kli Yakar says similarly, that the reason why it's written that he goes from the entrance of the tent, why was he Zoche to Kabbalah's Pesach Shechina? Why was he Zoche to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu to begin with? It was because he was such a great tzaddik, and he was busying himself with Hanasat Orchim. He was waiting in the entrance of the tent, and because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, wow, look at this guy. He is sick after Bris Milah, looking for guests. I'm going now to go visit him because of this. So, since he was Zoche to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Hachnasat Orchim, it just makes sense, says the Kli Yakar, that he'll go and leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to see these guests, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him because of the guests, because he was Machnis Orchim. These are three interesting answers. Answer number one, he asked for permission. Answer number two, that he was first busy with the mitzvah of Hachnasat Orchim. Answer number three is that he was Zoche to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have him as a guest, only because he was looking for guests. So it just makes sense that he'll just go now and see those guests that he saw because of those guests, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him. A few more answers, and this is more of a lumdish answer, is an answer which is given by many, that we see the concept of Oseg B'Mitzvah B'Torah Mitzvah only when the two mitzvahs that you have in front of you are Ben Adam L'Makom. Right? I'm now davening, so I'm now potter from doing, I don't know, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay? These are both mitzvot ben adam lemakom, and because of that, you're doing one mitzvah ben adam lemakom, you're potter from the other mitzvah of ben adam lemakom. But here, he was busy with the mitzvah of ben adam lemakom, and what was the other mitzvah coming? The mitzvah of ben adam lechavero. Seeing people that are now outside, it's so hot outside, someone needs to take care of them, so when a person is busy with the mitzvah of ben adam lemakom, and the other mitzvah that is coming is ben adam lechavero, says many, I have here in the Shoot Eshem Aryeh, and also Rav Amiel says in Higyonot Elami, they all say, and also Zichemed, if you're busy with the mitzvah ben Adam Lamakom, and you have that mitzvah ben Lachaver in front of you, you could leave the mitzvah ben Adam Lamakom in order to go and the mitzvah ben Adam Lachavero. This actually has a practical halacha lemaisa. Let's say you're now davening, and a person comes, a Meshulach from Eretz Israel, and he says, Tizkul mitzvahs, can you give me tzedakah? In Israel, this is very common. You're actually davening, and you have people coming asking for tzedakah. So some person wanted to say, you should not give him tzedakah, because you're now asuk b'mitzvah of davening. You're now busy with the mitzvah of davening. If you're not going to leave the mitzvah of davening and give him a shekel, a dollar, or something, so in that case, you're disgracing the mitzvah that you're now doing. So in that case, it's not only that you shouldn't, you're not allowed to give him tzedakah when you're davening. But some of us wanted to say, when you're davening, it's a mitzvah ben Adam lamakoyim. But him asking tzedakah, it's a mitzvah ben Adam lechavero, so you're allowed to leave your current mitzvah in order to do the mitzvah ben Adam lechavero. Like Avraham Avinu, he left the mitzvah of hakbalat pnei shkina, having a mishboch with him, which is a mitzvah ben Adam lamakoyim, in order to do the mitzvah ben Adam lechavero, of having guests in his tent. One final answer, which is more of a muster answer, the answer of Moshe Sternbach, he says that what is the mitzvah of having a Kadosh Baruch Hu with you? What does that mean? The mitzvah of Hakbalat Pnei Shechina is the fulfillment of the mitzvah Uvo Tidbak, of having a Kadosh Baruch Hu close to you, and you are connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? He says it means to be good like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Torah says, that the halachta bidrachav, we should try to imitate the good behavior and the good characteristics that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, and since a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Baal Chesed, you too should be a Baal Chesed. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, you too should be merciful. So Avraham Avinu is now so connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu because of the mitzvah of Hakbarat Pnei Shechina. So now that he's connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? He has to be a Baal Chesed, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and do the mitzvah of Hanasat Orchim. So when he's actually going and accepting these guests, he's at the same time fulfilling the mitzvah of Hakbalat Pnei Shechina, the mitzvah of Ubo Tidbak. So we saw here, I think, like five answers. The first three answers were, as I said, that he asked for permission, or that he was first busy with the mitzvah of Hanasat Orchim, or that he received Shechina because of the mitzvah of Hanasat Orchim. That's why he should go. We said also that we don't see the concept of a Sukkot Mitzvah Mitzvah, but you do a mitzvah B'Nam L'Makom and the other mitzvah B'Nam L'Chavero. And finally, also leaving a Kadosh Baruch in order to greet the guests, he still fulfilled the mitzvah of Hakbalat Pnei Hashchina. Wishing you all a great day.